How would you like to attend a conference and hear Rod Rosenblatt, Will Wheaton, Chris Roseborough, Al Schmidt, Suzanne Venker, and Todd Wilkin? You're invited to the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 14th and 15th in Collinsville, Illinois. Registration is $100 per person. For more information, visit issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 14th and 15th in Collinsville, Illinois. issuesetc.org.
Well, it's a Friday afternoon, and Friday afternoons, the last 25 minutes or so, we like to spend with our listeners getting a little feedback from them. What we do is we assemble four sound bites from this week's Issues Etc. audio, stuff that we thought was remarkable for our own reasons. But we are more interested in what our listeners think about the sound bites. You may have heard the interview. You may have not. If you haven't, it may spark your interest in going back and listening to it on demand. But in any event, it's all entirely up to our listeners to pick Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. So four soundbites we're going to play for you. All you need to do is listen, and then you need to be prepared to vote. And voting means you give us a call, you send us an email, a tweet, or go to our Facebook fan page. You tell us which soundbite you want to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, why, and if you're writing it down, just remember to leave your city and your state. Phone call voters get to vote first because they're waiting on the line. And our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. That in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, our Twitter address, @issuesetc, or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We also give away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote, and that's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and the Issues Etc. Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad. Up first this week, for your consideration for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, soundbite number one from Chris Roseborough. We were talking about Rob Bell's support for same-sex marriage. He says, here's the real problem with that.
The problem here is that who cares what his opinion is? Our opinions do not rise to the level of Christian doctrine. What our foibles are, our preferences, or our thoughts, or our theological speculations have no bearing on what God has revealed in his word and what the faith once delivered to the saints is. And how anybody would think that because Rob Bell has an opinion of this kind, that somehow we need to then, as Christians, listen to him, basically does a very interesting thing. It makes it so that Jesus is no longer the Lord of the church, but Rob Bell is, or the culture is, or your opinions are, and not Jesus Christ. And that's the primary problem with what he said and this entire approach that people are taking when it comes to trying to decide what the church should believe, teach, and confess in this early part of the 21st century.
That's soundbite number one, Chris Roseborough on the real problem with Rob Bell's support for same-sex marriage. If you want it to be soundbite of the week, just give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or go to our Facebook fan page where we've left space for you to leave your vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Pastor Jared Melius. We were talking about demons, and he had some tremendous insights on how Christians actually battle the demonic.
The only way he can get us into hell is by separating us from faith in Jesus Christ. Now, he does use our sins for that, but he's got plenty of, obviously, material to work with. So with every person, he's tempting them to sin. And then when he gets them to sin, what he now desires to do is where the Lord God would preach the gospel to us and comfort us, the devil would introduce by his demons the voice of the law, which says, you've been a disappointment to the Lord. You've failed. You've failed again and again and again. How could the Lord God love you now? So the battle, the way that God fights now against the demons for us, he preaches the gospel. He preaches it clearly so that we are to hear the gospel in our ears. But when God comes, he doesn't sort of speak quietly and softly into our heart, but he yells it into our ears so that we can hear. Where the devil is slithering the law, God is proclaiming loudly the gospel. Your sins are forgiven. Don't believe the devil. I love you. I have, in fact, forgiven you. You are baptized. the gospel is ringing out. This is the way that we fight the demons, is that we listen to the gospel.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Jared Melis, How a Christian Fights the Demonic. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three comes from former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. It was very recently for Human Rights Campaign that she decided she was going to announce her support for same-sex marriage. Here's a little montage of what she had to say.
Gay rights are human rights, and human rights are gay rights. I believe America is at its best when we champion the freedom and dignity of every human being. Human rights apply to everyone, gay and straight. LGBT Americans are our colleagues, our teachers, our soldiers, our friends, our loved ones. And they are full and equal citizens and deserve the rights of citizenship. That includes marriage. That's why I support marriage for lesbian and gay couples. Marriage, after all, is a fundamental building block of our society. To deny the opportunity to any of our daughters and sons solely on the basis of who they are and who they love is to deny them the chance to live up to their own God-given potential. For those of us who lived through the long years of the civil rights and women's rights movements, the speed with which more and more people have come to embrace the dignity and equality of LGBT Americans has been breathtaking and inspiring. But the journey is far from over, and therefore we must keep working to make our country freer and fairer.
All right, that's a little montage of Hillary Clinton announcing her support for same-sex marriage. Now, you can also vote for sound bites you disagree with. We often toss one in there. If you agree or disagree, it's a valid reason for voting for Issues, etc. Soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. That Twitter address at issuesetc. Or our Facebook fan page is facebook.com/issuesetc. ETC. Get ready to vote. And for a chance to win the LPR bundle package on this Friday afternoon, March the 22nd, here is soundbite number four, the last one we're going to play for you. Then it's your turn. You get to pick soundbite of the week. It's from Dr. Scott Murray. He's responding to those who say that Christians need to pray and worship with non-Christians, with other religions, in order to be effective evangelists.
Well, I would say Satan has always been a used car salesman. He'll always want to sell you something that cannot happen and that will not work. And so the idea that by giving up your principles about who Christ is and what he does, by compromising these things, we're going to sound a clear and certain note in the preaching and teaching of our church is so incredibly contradictory as to just shock me that anyone should think this. You know, how does acting as though everyone is acceptably confessing something of the truth here, how does that actually set forth the truth as a divine gift in a clear kind of way? I can't see how that's possible.
That was soundbite number four, Dr. Scott Murray, responding to those who say we need to practice syncretism for the sake of evangelism. Now it's your turn. Now your chance to vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the week. Your votes determine which one gets picked. 1-877-623-6943. Phone calls get top priority. 1-877-623-MYIE. Send it to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Or we'll get your email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. Your votes next.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. on-demand audio available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen on Demand.
Greetings from your friends at Zion Lutheran Church, Muscoota, Illinois, a proud supporter of Issues, etc. Zion Lutheran is a welcoming, family-friendly church that's firmly grounded on the unchanging truth of God's Word. We receive God's gifts of grace in a timeless, reverent way each Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Zion Lutheran is located at 101 South Railway in Muscoota, Illinois. Zion Lutheran is a church home that's both faithful and friendly, and you'll be warmly welcomed. For more information, call 618-566-7345.
Lutheran. It's not a slogan. It's a confession. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Does your church need a full-time or backup organist? The Virtual Organist Service from Church Music Solutions is genuine organ leadership using your instrument with your specific selections when you need it. You can try it out for free with our demo unit, which allows you and your members to hear and see the virtual organist without obligation and without a sales pitch. For more details, go to churchmusicsolutions.com.
How is the Lutheran teaching about the Lord's Supper distinct from other Christian confessions? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March is Lutheranism 101, The Lord's Supper. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase Lutheranism 101, The Lord's Supper, by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Lutheranism 101, The Lord's Supper, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote.
Friday afternoon, March 22nd. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send it to our Facebook fan page. We left some space right there at the Facebook fan page for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Facebook.com/issuesetc, or just send us a tweet at issuesetc. Is it going to be soundbite number one, Chris Roseborough on the real problem of Rob Bell's support for same-sex marriage? Soundbite number two, Pastor Jared Melius on how a Christian really battles the demonic? Soundbite number three, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton on her support for same-sex marriage? Or soundbite number four, Dr. Scott Murray responding to those who say we have to practice syncretism with other religions for the sake of evangelism? 1-877-623-6943. Let's go first to Waterloo, Illinois, my hometown, and talk with Robin. Hi, Robin.
Hello. They're all excellent, but I would have to pick two. The older I get, the more I realize through many choices that I've made, the crunch of the law, which is a gift of God through His Word, but that what He gave, that fight that we have, that struggle, and that wonderful blessing of the gospel, and how Christ has saved us, and it's not about us. It's about Christ and what He has done for us, and not about our sin, and to focus on Him. So, number two.
All right, Robin, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Waterloo. Let's see what Selena has to say in Cedar Hill, Missouri. Hi, Selena.
Hi, how are you today?
Very well.
I could vote for all of them, but number three has to be the most outlandish thing I've ever heard in my life. I just can't believe she's actually thinking that. And unfortunately, we have allowed those kind of thoughts to come into our society because we have made marriage a right given by the government instead of a blessing given by God.
Interesting thought there, Selena. Thanks for listening in Cedar Hill. 1-877-623-6943. What about the rest of you? Which of the sound bites ought to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week? Next, over to Kansas City, where Mike listens.
Yeah, hi, Pastor Wilkin. And I, for personal reasons, I'm going to have to go with our former Secretary of State there. I just shudder when I hear government officials or former government officials speak that way, because, you know, I've worked overseas for more than 8 years, and five of those years I worked in two different developing countries in the rural areas, and I can't tell you the number of times I personally heard either African tribal chiefs or Asian barangay captains complain about how these immoral American mandates are pushed on their people as a condition for them to receive foreign aid. And it really made it difficult for me as an American, you know, to gain the trust that I needed to do my work. And not only that, but this type of rhetoric, it really fuels the fire within the terrorist community as they, you know, proclaim America as the great Satan who will poison the minds of their children. And it's very difficult to rebut that reasoning. They've got a point. And American officials really need to tone down, you know, that type of irresponsible rhetoric, as it can make it very difficult and maybe even dangerous for, you know, many Americans living overseas, particularly in Muslim areas.
Mike, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Kansas City. Let's see what Millie has to say. Millie listens up in Arlington Heights, Illinois. Hi, Millie.
Hi, and I agree with your two former telephone calls. Number three, and for the reason that it is so outrageous that she should have spoken in such a manner. And I think they have explained it as well as I can. But I am just appalled by her announcement. I pray for the country that is following this line of thinking.
Millie, thank you very much. Rick is listening in Denver, Colorado. Rick, thanks for waiting on the line.
Hi there, it's Vic, actually. But thank you. I'm going to vote for number two, Pastor Melius.
And why is that?
And it's my pastor.
Well, that's a good reason.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a valid one, but it's a...
No, it's a valid reason, Rick. I mean, Dick, and you've got a very good pastor there. Hang on to him if you could. Thanks for listening.
Oh, yeah. He's wonderful.
Thanks for listening in Denver. Andy listens in Kirkwood. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Todd. You know, I think number three is a symptom of what happened because of what's described in number four, which is what I'm voting for. I can remember 40 years ago when I was young and foolish. I'm different now. I'm older. But the idea of ecumenicism after Vatican II, I learned so much from my Christian friends from other faiths, and we had a wonderful time together. But the slippage that took place as a result of compromising with doctrine has now shown, you know, back then it was just a little leaf coming up out of the ground, but now it's grown into a tremendous tree, and it's shown its true colors and the destructiveness of syncretism and unionism is just tremendous. And number three, as I said, I think is a symptom of that. Thank you.
Andy, thank you very much. Nicole in Sacramento, California says, some might question the wisdom in allowing a nine-year-old to listen to a discussion you held with Dr. Morse about same-sex marriage and Mrs. Clinton's support of it. However, we homeschool and catechize as thoroughly as possible, which includes your show, by the way. That's very nice to hear. So our kids are fairly adept at handling complex topics such as this. Case in point, after Mrs. Clinton spoke about her support for same-sex marriage, my son turned to me and said, Mom, that makes no sense. In fact, that makes the opposite of sense. If boys marry boys and girls marry girls, then the human race will dwindle to nothing. From the mouth of babes, indeed, if only adults would support this type of marriage, the weird logic so effectively. Thank you very much. She's voting for soundbite number two, I believe. And Nicole, thank you very much for listening in Sacramento, California. Let's see. Landon in Evansville, Indiana says, I agree most with soundbite number one, Chris Roseboro. I disagree with three, former Secretary of State Clinton, the most, and I disagree with four, but I don't understand it very well. Thanks for all you do. I think that would leave soundbite number two as the vote. Russ in Charlotte, North Carolina votes for soundbite number two as well. Great explanation of how Satan undermines the gospel with law and how the battle is won by preaching the clear, understandable, and complete gospel. Very well put, Russ. Thanks for listening in North Carolina. In Park River, North Dakota, Sean says, I really appreciate Chris Roseboro's soundbite, and I vote for his. People everywhere have the tendency to exalt their opinion over that of Scripture, and that's our sinful nature. But charismatic people like Rob Bell can be so dangerous because their opinions get listened to and exalted by the masses. I don't think Rob Bell is going to lead this entire church down
South America to start a commune in order to commit mass suicide or murder, I would argue that subversive teaching that so easily agrees with the surrounding culture that is America is far more dangerous to the church. Yes, I agree. MJ in Pea Ridge, Arkansas says, I'd like to vote for Chris Rosebro. That brief soundbite goes to the heart of the problem, not only of taking Rob Bell's opinion over the clear teaching of God's word. Every time an idea is pitted against God's word, the word of God wins. I never have voted for Mrs. Clinton, so voting for her would break my record. Marking Homer Glenn, Illinois, says, I'm voting for Chris Rosebro. But the Rob Bells of this world only truly serve Satan by their attempt to place the focus of the world on themselves and their opinions instead of where it belongs, on Jesus, the Christ. P.S. Why is Hillary even in the running? She's more annoying, like white noise. Well, you've got to mix it up. Joshua in Kentucky says, so often the evangelical mind is bent on itself and looks to whether or not they really mean it when they make a decision for Christ. This manifests itself mainly in two different forms. Either I do good works, and that's how I know I meant it, or I feel saved, and that's how I know I meant it. However, when the reality of the law hits you, how can one be sure of their salvation inside an evangelical church? One cannot, and there is the real need to really convert to Christianity or rededicate your life, although that's basically the same. However, this kind of thinking is not permitted in the Lutheran tradition, as baptism delivers faith in Christ to you. As Pastor Melius mentions, this to people who are struggling with this, particularly evangelical Christians, vote for soundbite number two. Brandy in South Carolina votes for Chris Rosebro because I agree with most of his points of view. He's always a biblical teacher, and this quote is no exception. Michelle says a vote for Chris Rosebro. His statement basically cut to the heart of the matter. Soundbite number one is our winner, Chris Rosebro. The real problem with Rob Bell's support for same-sex marriage.
The problem here is that who cares what his opinion is? Our opinions do not rise to the level of Christian doctrine. What our foibles are, our preferences, or our thoughts, or our theological speculations have no bearing on what God has revealed in His Word and what the faith once delivered to the saints is. And how anybody would think that because Rob Bell has an opinion of this kind, that somehow we need to then, as Christians, listen to him, basically does a very interesting thing. It makes it so that Jesus is no longer the Lord of the church, but Rob Bell is, or the culture is, or your opinions are, and not Jesus Christ. And that's the primary problem with what he said and this entire approach that people are taking when it comes to trying to decide what the church should believe, teach, and confess in this early part of the 21st century.
All right, that's the winner according to your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Chris Rosebro on the real problem with Rob Bell's support for same-sex marriage. The LPR bundle package goes to Nicole in Sacramento, California. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talk back at issuesetc.org. You get the LPR bundle package. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, consider joining our monthly or annual giving program, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club, this weekend. Find out about the benefits of becoming an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron at our website, issuesetc.org. Look for that picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. You can also call Craig, 618-223-8385. Ask for Craig and ask about the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. Next week on Issues Etc., we're going to talk with Pastor Tom Baker about the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus. We'll study the hymn, Stricken, Smitten, and Afflicted. Dr. Arthur Just will be our guest, and we're going to have an amazing three-part series with Pastor Will Whedon on the liturgies of Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and the Easter Vigil. That's next week on Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.